Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
215-592-9494. Let's see if we can get this to work. Paul in Michigan. You're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Hey, I'm not in Michigan. I'm in Mooresville.
I'm sorry.
I'm on my way out from the airport.
All right. It says Michigan.
No, Mooresville, up above Reading.
Okay.
I flew back in while the parade was going on. I saw it from the sky.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome.
How far back did it go? It looked like a long way.
It was a long way. The flight path took me over near the art museum. So you saw the two planes flying over with the banners. You could see the mass of humanity. You couldn't make it out great, but boy, did it just look just awesome. I wanted to be there. My flight was delayed, but it was a pretty good second choice. And I go all the way back to the 1980 Phillies parade. I love them. This is awesome. It's another great year. It's another great team. And anybody says that Philly doesn't produce winners, they're so wrong. Look at the past 50 years of winners this city puts out. It's awesome.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder, thank you for the call, Paul, and glad you finally got here safe. I sometimes wonder how we would respond. We have, in the last 25 years, we've had a good number of championships, right? We had the last 25 years, we had the one Phillies, and we had two Eagles championships, right?
Yeah.
That's it. I sometimes wonder, I look at eras like the Red Sox had and the Patriots had, or the runs that the Yankees have gone on. And I sometimes wonder what it would be like if we had a 10-year period in Philadelphia where one team won four championships. Would we become super annoying smug?
Yeah.
Is that what it would be? Do you think on some level, if we won that much, it would take away some of the passion
or whatever? Again, I'm a championship every 10 years guy. You know, I like them being spread out. And a dynasty is something I think you would look back on and say, wow, that was great. But I think it would change us.
Yeah,
I think it would change us.
I wonder what Patriots fans are like now, having gone through that era and now in an era where they've had nothing for
It's got to be hard
years?
To care, yeah. Right? It's got to be hard to care.
Well, right away, it felt like nobody cared. It felt like there were no Patriots fans right after Brady left. Oh, is Ike back? Oh, there he is.
Y'all didn't even been here that long.
No. 4 minutes?
We had to get back, though.
Yeah. Hey, Ike. There's Ike Reese.
What's up, brother? I'm here.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're talking to the audience and whatnot, you know. We were talking about what it would be like if. How do you think fans would react to a dynasty in Philadelphia? Like you know, we have this certain edge about us all the time.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it was always good, if that edge would remain, or if there's something to the energy that being down and going back up creates. We've never had that here, or at least,
yeah.
You know, I wonder what it'd be like.
I think it'd be different for especially a lot of the older fans because we're so used to being a certain way.
Yes.
But I think for our younger fans, I mean, you're thinking about people that's in their 20s.
Yep.
They don't really know a ton of heartbreak and, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like they've experienced pretty good sports in this town over the last, just say, 20 years. I think we'll react okay to a dynasty. Honestly, I think this generation behind us expects it.
Right.
See, we're from a generation that doesn't expect it.
Right.
So we don't necessarily know, should we embrace it? Do we still like to be the underdogs or what? But the generation behind us has more of the chest out, and we're the baddest you know what around here. Like this, that's what the younger, and I like that. I like that youthful energy. And quite frankly, Spike, I like the positive thinking. So when we were getting all of, it's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a blowout. Our natural reaction was, we don't blow teams out in
whatever.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
But the younger generation probably felt that way.
Well, I think the biggest difference, and I think you could describe it in this one difference. That our age,
uh-huh. If you I was going to say we're
well, no, just
you,
because
we're the same, yeah,
because you got here later than I than I did. So mm-hmm. the Philly thing was you're always waiting for the thing to go wrong,
right?
That's what you're expecting. Even if it's going right, you're expecting it to eventually go wrong. I think the difference is that for the younger people, instead of expecting it to go wrong, they're just sitting around waiting for it to go right again.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're expecting the best instead of expecting the worst.
I really do believe that. I think, and you know what? I think it has helped the positive vibes.
Yes.
Like, I think it has. Like think about the conference championship games that they've gotten to experience. We were nail biters and oh my God, we lost to Jake DeLome and...
Yeah,
meanwhile,
they had three blowouts.
The last three NFC title games is like blowouts.
Blowouts.
No sweating.
No.
Fritz doesn't know what it's like to sit through, you know. Hold on. When did we lose? How did we lose to Carolina? What was the...
Four, was it 14-3?
Yeah, I'm like, what was the final score in that game?
I think it was 14-3.
I think it was.
No, Negadelphia feels dead.
It does.
Yeah.
And you ought to... See, you're an old soul that wants... See, you want the Negadelphia.
You love Negadelphia.
I love Negadelphia. Yeah. It's part of who I think we are. And as long as I'm on this radio station, next like 30 years, some are saying,
yep,
I'll keep it alive.
You're listening to the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You're listening to 94.1 FM HD Philadelphia. That is Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. That over there is Jack Fritz.
We're no longer cold.
Yeah, we're no longer cold.
Well, speak for yourself. I'm still thawing out.
Oh, right. You know,
we sprinted.
It did suck.
Y'all got here pretty fast.
Well,
look who I'm with.
Yeah. Well, I said to him, he actually is sort of called me on what I said to Jack. I was walking fast and he was walking slower, and I go, hey, we should hustle. And a minute later, he starts running. I was like, all right, I see your run, even though I haven't run in a year and a half.
I was wondering how y'all got here so fast,
yes,
man.
We ran.
We did it for the people.
We did it for the people.
You. Listen, yeah. I can respect it.
Brand just replayed Merritt Barker's speech the entire time.
Yes.
And it took up the entire 30 minutes it took us to get back here. It was inspiring.
There is a part of me, and thank you to the Logan Hotel, and the parade coverage is brought to you by your Tri-State Toyota dealers. There is a part of me that isn't that upset they're not going to be sitting outside on a roof in the winter at 5:30. Yeah,
I surely was thinking that on the way over here. Like, you know what? Well, yep. I'm going to be indoors for the rest of the show. I'm okay with that.
MC from Lehigh Valley, you're on WIP.
What's up, guys? Go Bears!
Go Bears!
Oh, my gosh. So I just got back from the parade from the Lehigh, you know, 4 hours in the car. It was worth every second.
Hold on.
Every second.
Time out. Wait a minute.
Lehigh?
Hold up. The parade just ended an hour ago. How are you already home in Lehigh?
No. We were at the start. We got down there for the start. We were at
the
stadium.
The veteran move.
Okay.
I went down with my daughter. She convinced me. I wasn't going to go, but my daughter was like, we got to go to the parade. I'm like, you're right, honey. We got to go to the parade. And I'm so glad I went. And I'm so glad that I got to talk to you guys because I listen to you guys every day. Every day on my way home from work, I listen to you guys. And I got to tell you, this year, it was the funniest thing when you caught Ike Davin Point.
Point shaving Ike?
Yeah, point shaving Ike.
That was a great moment. Dying. Oh, my God. But listen, I think...
Oh, I had a valid point when I was point shaving at that point.
There was no valid point.
5 minutes of just laughing. It was so funny. But listen, I listen to you guys all the time. Me and my guys from work, we listen to you guys every day. We come in the next day. We talk birds all day, every day. And, dude, we have been saying for years, look, how we just need to draft guys from the SEC. If you just draft guys from the SEC, we're going to be good. Then what happens? What happens? All of a sudden.
Hold on. Cooper's from the Big Ten.
And Quinion from Toledo.
Yeah. Don't try to slight the Big Ten. The Big Ten is the best conference right now.
Kobe Dean.
And Jalix Hunt came from JUCO.
but I mean, you got guys. The roster is stacked. I think we are prepped for the dynasty. And I think Philly, you know, Negadelphia, you know, that's always going to be a part of it. But still, I think that this team is a dynasty in the making. And that negativity is just going to be more and more positivity. And that energy is just going to keep growing. And it's going to be parade after not one. No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, they ended up with two, at least. They ended up with two. LeBron ended up with two in Miami. So I would take two.
Damn right.
I've seen two now. I've seen two in my lifetime, and I'm ready for some more. But listen, I'm from Bethlehem. Saquon, right around the corner in Whitehall. Jahan Dotson, right around the corner in Nazareth. Bethlehem, Concrete Charlie. Representing the EPC.
Oh, there you go. Concrete Charlie. That's the kind of show we are.
We're back.
Yeah. All right, brother. Thank you for the call. All right, man. So we were going over the speeches. We mentioned Mayor Parker's way too long. We had a great rant on that. I don't know if you heard it. I don't even know if it was on the radio.
Yeah, I don't know if it stayed on air or not.
Jeffrey Lurie, quick, appropriate.
To the point.
As we mentioned, you know, I was disappointed with Nick Sirianni's because I was hoping for an over-the-top thing, but I do think it portends a good future for Sirianni because we were wondering how he'd handle the offseason. We were wondering about his focus on next year because motivating a team for a second consecutive year to the championship is harder. And this was a all-business Nick speech. It was an all-business Coach Sirianni speech.
And I think it was done consciously that they wanted to get him in and get him out of there and not have anything he says be a soundbite that everybody's playing over and over because you know what everybody's waiting for. Hey, we're either waiting for the "I told you so" or "we're going to do it next year." Like that's it's the braggadocious Nick Sirianni that a lot of people were probably anticipating on getting. And I think the Eagles and Nick Sirianni have done a great job of just sort of being conscious of his messaging.
Yeah.
Like however you want to phrase it or view what he says and how he says it, I think they're more conscious of it versus just letting him go out there and fly off the cuff.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and maybe he's been receptive to change in other ways.
Yeah.
I think even his when you talk about his press conferences the second half of the year, they were certainly more toned down and shorter answers than they were in the first half of the year or last year.
Oh, he went through a phase of "we're boring."
Yep.
You gotta love it. Like, remember that? Remember he went through the phase of "listen."
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
No, it's not exciting.
Yep.
We're boring, and it's okay.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Bilal from Leesport, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Nice to talk to you, first-time caller.
Bilal, I always ask this when I see a town I've never seen before. Where is Leesport?
It's above Reading.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, but I'm actually from Gilbertsville. Leesport is where I used to live.
Okay.
We don't even know what Gilbertsville is.
Pottstown.
Pottstown. Yeah, so you came in for the parade. What time did you get in?
Yeah, I got up about probably 6 a.m., took the drove to Norristown train, took the train down to the L, and then got down to at the corner of 15th and JFK, right in front of the Love Hurts Park.
Okay, yeah.
Really named.
Yep.
And it was just an amazing, amazing experience. This is the first parade. I wasn't able to get to the last one. I had to come to this one because, one, I don't know if, you know, hopefully we will have another one, but I don't know if we ever will. And second, I got to do it while I'm young enough because I'm getting too old for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and, dude, I hear that.
Tell me about it. Yeah,
I wasn't even in the middle of it. And looking down on it, I felt too old for it.
Yeah, I'm 38 years old, so, I don't know.
You're a young man, brother. Are you kidding me? 38, still young.
It's going to get worse, man. Trust me. It doesn't get better.
Yeah, the atmosphere was just amazing. Everybody was so positive, excited to see, the players come down. And we actually got really lucky. We saw Jason Kelce and Brent Celek probably about 30 minutes before the whole parade came down. And they walked right through the crowd right in front of us. And Kelce took a big chug of beer and then just kept walking down through the crowd. Everybody was just going cheering and going crazy. It was so amazing. I'll never forget this experience ever in my life.
Yeah, I saw Kelce up on the art museum steps, and I was actually wondering if he was going to say anything, and he didn't, which I think is the right thing. You know, it's not his championship. It is it's the current Eagles championship. But Jason's such a huge part of Philly and such a huge part of the last championship. And that's cool. Jason walking through the crowd is the positive and and potential negative, like he saw in where was he? Was he in Michigan?
It was Penn State.
Penn State. He is a man of the people, though. He will walk through the crowd.
Yeah. Different atmosphere here, too, during than in Penn State.
Yes. For sure. Well, glad you had a good time, Bilal. You're on your way home now?
Yep. I'm just about to head right into at home now.
Mm-hmm. All right, brother. Well, we thank you for checking in.
And, yes, sir.
Glad you had a good time. Yeah, I'm looking out now. It looks... there's a lot of cars out there now.
It's gonna clear up by 6?
Better.
I don't think so, but you know what?
Can everyone start moving?
Yeah.
You know what? It's all right.
Oh, look at this. He's looking at this. Sentimental like.
I'm not even in a rush.
Yeah, I know. 51 wow. years old.
Just want to soak it in.
Yeah. 50.
He's 50 until he's 55.
55-year-old Ike.
55-year-old Ike. It's
just
living
in the moment. Just living in the moment.
You got to smell the roses, man.
No, especially on this day. It was cool down there. It was cool down there. It was like the preseason. It was like a preseason crowd. You know what I mean? It's when the kids get brought to the preseason games.
Were a lot of kids out there. It was. A lot of kids. Out there, man.
The Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers wants to congratulate the Birds on a world championship. Make her feel like a world champion with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Who gave the best speech today? So the first response is Big Dom. Did Big Dom actually say anything?
He said, "I love you, Philadelphia."
Yeah, two words, he said? Three words.
Okay, I couldn't hear him.
It's very on brand for Big Dom.
I saw them introduce him, but I didn't hear it.
And I was shocked they introduced him.
Yeah,
because
stunned.
I know he does not want to be up there giving speeches. And clearly, his three-word speech, Philly, I love you.
Who talked Big Dom into doing it?
Exactly, right?
That's my question, is who talked Big Dom into doing it?
Whether he likes it or not, he's one of the faces of this team.
You're right. No, I agree.
There's more Big Dom merch than a lot of the players.
I tell him that all the time. I'm like, dude, whether you want to accept it or not, you're one of the faces of the team.
Dude, the exciting whites were hilarious.
That was actually classic. And I love the way Spuds introduced him, too, as the exciting whites.
But the funniest part about Spuds is I don't think he wanted to say it. Yeah. And he's like, bleep it.
Yeah.
The exciting whites.
Well, because they embrace it.
I know.
Listen, and this fan base has embraced it. I don't know why you wouldn't want to say it. I don't see it. I see it as nothing but a positive.
Yeah, we're all having fun.
They enjoy it. As a matter of fact, we tried to call them bread and butter.
Yes.
They came with the exciting whites. Like, they made it okay to say it.
Howie got up there with the scar.
I missed Howie's. I didn't get to see him.
His voice was shot.
Oh.
And he screamed, "I bleed for this city." And then
he was feeling it.
Yeah, it was about 20 seconds.
"I bleed for this city." That's because he got hit with that.
Because he was literally bleeding. And his voice was shot for screaming, "Go find that MRF-er." That's what his voice
he
was shot
that?
From. No, no, no. I'm
oh.
right. That, I'm saying
listen,
that.
I wasn't even sure.
No,
I'm like, did
no,
he
no,
say
no,
that?
No, 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 no. Jalen. So Jalen had the over. I set the over under on Jalen's speech at 3.5.
Yeah.
Jack set it at 1.5. He went 4:14.
Wow.
He went 4 minutes.
Now, if you cut out the pauses, it would have been. It was really like 3 minutes of content.
Oh, no. Everything counts. I didn't realize he was up there that long. He was up there for 4 minutes.
Yeah, he knew what to say again.
I thought the Sirianni part of it was good. He mm-hmm. This was the most. I thought it was the most purposeful and positive that he has
okay.
ever spoken about.
So
Nick
I got
Sirianni.
I can't wait to hear it back. I haven't heard it.
And I thought he cursed during it.
He did.
He said the S word during it.
He did say the S word.
Listen, he's a cursor.
Did you like his hat?
Well, a beret. It's not my thing,
yeah,
but it's his thing.
It's his thing.
Yeah,
he really wants to be a '90s like sitcom guest character.
He did say defense wins championships.
Oh, there you go. He knows it.
And did he call Saquon Sashaun Barkley twice? Is that a joke?
He did that on purpose.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A bit.
That's a
bit
that's going.
Oh, okay,
so
I
was
I
a Washington
that.
Commanders fan.
Okay.
After we beat them on that Thursday night,
yep.
He was so amazed by Saquon that night.
Oh, and he didn't know how to say his name.
Yeah, he didn't know how to say his name, so he kept calling him Shayshon Barkley and everything. So, it's picked up.
For a guy that's online as much as you, I feel like you've had some misses here.
It's because I told you, I took Twitter off the phone. I miss all the jokes now.
Yeah, that's a Shayshon. That's a Commanders fan.
Okay.
Yeah, just started that.
Got it. Jay in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Oh. Hey, Fritz, what you?
He's been ducking you, man.
Oh, there he is, Jay. There he is.
I talked to you on Monday.
What was the connection? Hey, look, as soon as I got on the line, he was like, "You next," and then all of a sudden, oh, the connection got bad.
Wow. You're on too quick for my liking. Yeah.
Right the plug.
Yeah.
Y'all seen I was on the line, and y'all tried to get out of there.
No.
Yeah. We would listen. They're ducking you, Jay.
Jay,
I'm a
big Jay in West Philly fan, mostly because you go after Ike or Jack, rather.
Exciting knots.
Exciting knots.
Is that me and Spike?
Yeah. Hey, Ron, thanks for giving Jalen his props because you know them two wasn't going to do it.
Oh, I've given him plenty of credit.
He's fine.
Y'all two boys. they need to catch up. They behind.
But they're never going to praise him that much.
Well, I know they're behind. They'll get there.
Maybe
they're behind. Yeah, the paper.
We know. We know.
Maybe out of the 20 games next year, we can get more than two good ones.
Here we go.
Maybe we can get five good games next year.
I'm blaming you for this, Jay, because you're trying to.
It's parade day, Jay.
They're not going to let you pin them in the corner. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to let you do it.
Hey, Ike, you know Bryce Harper going to switch his number this summer, right?
To what, number one?
Number one.
Maybe number two.
I'm number one in the scorecard, and I'm number one like Jalen.
Wow.
Catch up. Catch up. Same thing with Embiid.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about Embiid catching up.
No. We'll try to get on our side now.
Look, that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
When Mayock said that he was still young and still growing,
and he also said he wasn't elite, but as long as we're talking about what Mayock said. But by the way, I did say he was still growing.
He got two things on Embiid and Harper,
but
he got a ring in a parade.
I know.
Congratulations. We're all thrilled, Jay.
Jay, the difference between me and Jack is I'm not doing an Embiid versus anything.
No one's doing anything versus anyone.
You're waiting on spring training. You're still waiting on the fraud to do something.
Oh, whatever.
I love how you have your own agenda, Jay.
Jay, bringing down the show.
Catch up and stop making TikTok videos about calls.
What do you want him to do in the offseason?
I want him to hit.
He is hitting.
You want Jalen to play defense, catch the ball, run the ball.
No, I want him to just pass.
I want Bryce to pass. I want Bryce to hit. I want him to do that.
And all right, congratulations, Jay. You win.
He had a bad Jim Hall season.
Hey, Jay. Congratulations. Congratulations. Are we done?
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, it's a waste of everyone's time.
Yeah, Jay,
it's a waste of everyone's time.
You got 182 days.
Waste of everyone's time.
You got 182 days.
Listening, there's millions of people listening, and you're wasting everyone's time.
I'm going to agree with
this. This is why I don't put you on. This is why I don't put you on. You are wasting everyone's time. Thank you.
Jay, I'm going to give you 10 more seconds.
You got 182 days of this coming.
You got five more seconds.
Yeah. Why? Wow. Now you mad.
I'm not mad.
No. You made your point.
Yeah.
Everyone's ready to move on. Thank you.
Oh, man.
There we go. See?
Wasting everyone's time.
It's Valentine's Day, man. Love each other.
I forgot it was Valentine's Day.
Well, I hope you didn't forget it was Valentine's Day.
At home.
Completely.
I forgot.
Oh, you know, he totally used this as an excuse.
Well, I texted her. Happy Valentine's Day.
You're lying.
I had to stay down here last night.
So he had to text her.
Yeah, so I was like, and she's like, LOL, I forgot too. Happy Valentine's Day. Listen, we're good. There's no issues here. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day. It's a Hallmark holiday.
Nah, it's a good holiday. I'm with
Fritz on this.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
All holidays are Hallmark holidays.
Mm.
What does Christmas have to do?
Honestly, my anniversary is Sunday, so it doesn't matter.
For sure. So,
so it gets lumped in.
I like Valentine's Day. I like that. Any opportunity to be extra nice, I don't have any problem with that.
Oh, it's Spike, lover boy
I did have a problem with Sweetest Day when I lived in the Midwest.
Yes, I'm like, I'm from Cincinnati. I know about that fake holiday.
Dude, when I lived in Chicago.
Jack, that's an October holiday.
It's just like Valentine's Day
in October.
Yes.
That's a thing?
It's a second one.
Oh, yeah, Sweetest Day. Yeah.
When I was working at the radio station in Chicago, and we were in our promo meeting, and they're like, so we want to do a promotion for Sweetest Day. And I was like, what's that? And they're like, it's just like Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And I was like, there's another one? It's a whole other thing.
It is a Midwest thing.
Completely.
Yes.
Now, that one I'm not in favor of. One a year is fine. All right. 215-592-9494. We're going all the way up until 6 o'clock. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.